2, 1, begin transmission.
Kapow! Well, good morning or good afternoon or good evening. It's 1930 UTC. Do you know where your esculentas are? I don't, and that's why I'm out here looking for them. My name's Tobe, and you have tuned in to another extraordinarily exciting edition of the Urban Fungus Hunter, sometimes known as the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm at the OPPD Arboretum, and I'm kind of walking up this oddball path, looking over to the side here, looking for a mati, because the last few times I've come here, I've seen a mati right over there, but we do not have a mati today, so let's get down to business. And what is today's business? Looking for mushrooms. Same business that we have every day. So while I'm in this, let me take my sunglasses off. It's a lovely sunny day. It rained overnight. It's fairly warm. A little cool. It's about 60 degrees F. And it's mostly sunny. It's a little breezy. You're probably going to hear some wind noise. You can probably also hear some lawnmowers. They're not mowing here. They're mowing. The city is mowing. The city is mowing the, the medians for the street and all that business. Yeah, and by the way, when I mentioned it rained overnight, not only did it rain, it hailed. And we had such a massive hailstorm that a lot of leaves are down. There's just green leaves laying everywhere. Oh. But it looks like some stuff is recovering a little bit. All right. I am walking into the forested bits now, crossing over my second footbridge for the day. I've got my eyes to the ground. I'm looking for some mushrooms. Here's a dead blue jay. Probably got hit in the head with a massive hailstone. Like I said, it was brutal. It was an outrageous storm. Yeah, this path that I'm walking on, which is normally covered in wood chips, is now covered in just green leaves. Leaves that have been knocked off trees by hailstones. Oh, here's a little birdie. Who this birdie is? Oh, hi, birdies. Oh, this is a Baltimore Oriole. Wow. He's lovely. Don't look up. Not watching the birds. I need to be watching the ground. Watching the ground for my mushrooms. Here's a tree with something tied around it. Oh, I see. This tree is pretty much dead. They're probably going to bring it down. And I'm not seeing any mushrooms yet. Is it because I'm not looking very hard? And is it because I'm distracted? Well, here's something I see right up here. What is this? Oh, we've got a lovely little burst of Coprinus. Some lovely Coprinus little guys popping up out of the ground. Next to some stumps. That's some fun fungus action. Everybody loves a fun fungus action. I'm just stomping around in here looking closer, looking to see if there's any things hiding around here. Ooh, there's a bee, a big bee. Should I go up there or should we go that way on the way back? We'll go that way on the way back. So let's just walk up the main trail here and slowly make our way out to the secret mushroom grounds. Wow, and guess who just flew in front of me? Another oriole. What a nice birdie. I wonder if that's the same dude. I wonder if he's following me. Ooh, I wonder if he's trying to make me follow him. Does he know where the esculentas are? I'll keep going and see if he tries to make me follow him to the secret locations. Crossing my third footbridge, there's some squirrels down in the creek. Oh, and there's a squirrel up here. Must have been having a squirrel party. I'm also currently in the vicinity of a marmot den. I don't see any action over there. And I never was quite sure if that one got cleared out for the season at all anyway. And also over there I can see a very large stump that has a huge flush of coprinus underneath it. Yay! More mushrooms. More coprinus. Too bad we're not looking for coprinus. Because we can always find coprinus. Alright, the good news is I'm now approaching the tree that has the witch's butter in it. Which means two things. We stop at this tree to check it out, see if it's got anything fun growing out of it. And I'm looking. Nothing as of yet. But we'll keep watching that throughout the season. And while we're standing here, this is where we make our furtive glance around. Oh, before we do that, there's a big mushroom under this little plant. That's a few days old. That's some kind of, well, I know the name of those, but it's escaping my mind, and we don't need to know the name of it. It's not really what we're looking for. I spin around 360 degrees. There's nobody watching, and that's when I go zing, zip, running up here into the secret mushroom ground. This is where we slow down. Oh, what is this? Somebody either came and dumped some leaves in this area, or this washed down from the overflowed creek. This is not overflow. Somebody did dump this here. That's okay, they're probably cleaning something up, but we're not gonna find any morels right there. I see mushrooms growing by a little stump, but they're not the mushrooms we're looking for. All right, let's adjust our angle of attack here. Squatting down, what's that over there? Damn, it's just a corn cob. Where are my esculentas? Well, I'm ankle deep in ground cover, slowly just turning my head back and forth, looking for my little eskews, and I don't see any. Strolling around in the forest here, I gotta duck under a bunch of trees and stuff. Boy, I could have sworn today would have been the big day, but then again, haven't I said that a few times already this season? Well, you know me. I'm very impatient. And I want to see stuff start popping up. What's under here? Nothing. False alarm. Well, I guess this means that we can leave this little area and head over here. See if we got anything over here. This area here is where we found all those gyromitas. And if there was gyros here, you would think we'd have the eskews coming up shortly thereafter. But apparently not. The mushroom god is calling me a liar. All right, I'm gonna head up into here. I know that we usually don't find any morels over in this spot, but it doesn't hurt to look. Glancing around, kind of got more area to scan here. not seeing any esculentas, or anything else for that matter. Oh well, here's a little something. Not an esculenta, but we've got some interesting polypores growing out of this log. These are fresh. Cool. Well, that's good. At least we know we've got some fungal growth happening back here. Just not the stuff we're looking for. Okay. Since this isn't panning out for us too well, we're gonna quickly escape out the secret mushroom grounds, and we're gonna cross the creek, which means, of course, that we need to walk 50 meters back down the way we came, cross the footbridge, and then come back up. But that's okay. That just gives us more opportunity to find mushrooms. And back over the footbridge we go. Hard left and up this dirt path. All right, what do we got? What do we got? We got lots of flattened plants, flattened by hail. We got birds chirping and blurping. Oh, what else do we got? Do we have any weirdness over here? There's a couple stumps over here that usually produce something cool, but not as of yet. Alright, here's the yield field. This is the little field that likes to yield the mushrooms. I'm looking around. I'm being very careful where I step. And I'm not seeing anything. There's some bees hanging around, just sort of your average size bumblebees, not like the giant Harrenhaven ones or anything. There's not much in here. Well, once again, we are batting zero for esculentas out here today, and no, I am not in any way discouraged because, well, to be frank, this is the nature of the game. This is the status quo when it comes to the mysterious and rare Marcella esculenta, a mushroom that only grows for about 2 weeks every year, and you don't know when it's gonna pop until you start finding them. So you have to end up looking a lot. But I got to admit, this is a sort of a strange year in that I haven't found any yet. But then again, that might just be my impatience. Here's some deer tracks. Hooray for deer. Okay, now, just for the sake of completeness, we are going to walk up this deer trail and check in here for anything interestings. And to be perfectly honest, I don't think I've ever found anything back here. But we're gonna look anyway. Oh my god. We got deer tracks. And these are fresh deer tracks. Oh, where is he going? Which way is he going? Because I got two sets. Some going this way, some going that way. Oh, we're gonna go this way. And keep our eyes open for Mr. Deer. I'm trying to look at the ground, and I'm trying to look ahead of me too. Where's our little buddy? Where's our little buddy? There have been multiple times on this little path that I'm on right now that I've been looking at the ground, looking for mushrooms, only to run into deer. And I'm not seeing any at this time. Now the path turns and goes this way. I'm looking out into the foresty part to see if my deer is back there. He probably is, but then the forest gets too dense. We can't see Jack, although he's probably back in there somewhere. Okay, well, No deer, no esculentas, just some caprinus mushrooms, and I'm walking down another path that I know has some cool stuff on it, but there's no cool stuff on it today. What does this all mean? Well, what this all means is that I'm about to cross yet another footbridge. Fourth different one today. And I'm actually thinking about going to look for something else. Suddenly, I have the uncontrollable urge to look for brown cups. And being as I know where there's a flush of them right now, I'm suggesting that we magically teleport from here, the OPPD Arboretum, over to the north side of Tranquility Park. So, let's do that. Let's step into the old magical transporter here. Alright, that was fun. Using my magical transporter, I have transported myself 1.8 miles on a vector of... the heading was about 356. Oh boy, and look what we've run into already. As I was pulling into here, I noticed that there was a lot of trees down in the forested area. Because again, like I mentioned, we had that giant storm. Now, I have come to the little creek where I cross over on the footbridge, and there's a giant goddamn tree that has fallen over. And this kind of pisses me off because this particular tree had a bunch of really big conks on it, and now it looks like it's got some fresh mushrooms on it that have been destroyed since it fell over. So I just got conks here, and I've got oysters sticking out the bottom. Wow, what a pain in the ass. I really liked that tree. Now we gotta figure out a way to get over this tree, because it is completely blocking the path, and it is... Okay. We gotta get creative now. This is going to be a little bit trickier than previously anticipated. Okay, that took some effort, but I cleared it. Obviously, we're not coming back this way. And now there's a lot of water and mud. Alright, I just want to make it up to my brown cups area. Jeez, there's a lot of... What was that? I just smelled something that smelled like... Well, I don't know what. Oh, look at all this damn mud. We should not have come this way, but the reason we came this way instead of taking the other little path is because right as I was pulling in, a guy was coming down from the maintenance area riding a mower, getting ready to mow the path. So he took off in that direction. I took off in this direction. Okay. We've cleared the mud. Obviously, when we leave, we will take the other path. Okay. Whew. I've had to exert myself. And who that over there is? Yes. Oh, that is a big mati. Over on the other side of the creek, amidst a jumble of logs and blown over tree, there's a mati sitting there. Maybe I will try to take a picture. Let's see what we get here. Of course not. Of course we're not going to get a picture. As soon as I pull my camera out, he moves, goes back down into his hole. That little wonga noodle. Alright, fine. Let's go find our brown cup mushrooms. Maybe you can hear the guy mowing over there. Alright. Let's find our brown cups. Wow, I don't believe it. Now my way is being blocked by hail. There is still hail on the ground. There's literally bushels of it right here. Little 5 to 10 millimeter balls of ice. And these fell a long time ago and they got direct sun on them. There must have been a load of it here if that still hasn't melted away. Wow, it's trippy. Trippy business. Oh, and look at this tree. This all got loose. Now this tree is sort of blocking the path. Hasn't fallen on it. But I gotta walk way off path to get around it. Oh, somebody's got a lot of work to do on these trails. All right, let's keep working our way up here, find our brown cups. Oh, and as I was walking along the trail here, looking down, and we got some beautiful, beautiful footprints from a raccoon. Absolutely brilliant. Along with lots of little birdie tracks. Okay, back to the brown cups. Wow, the creek here overflowed a little bit. You know, the water washed away some of this big mound that this marmot den is in, and there's Mati tracks in the mud here. Oh my god, and here's, wow, at least another couple of cubic meters of hailstones, some big ones. Look at this one. This one's 2 centimeters in diameter. And these have been exposed to the elements for over 24 hours now. And wow, I'm seeing a lot more marmot and raccoon tracks down in the creek. Real fresh ones, you know, made between now and dawn, which was, oh, I don't know, 5 hours ago. They could be fresher than that too. All right, we don't have much further to go here to get to the land of the magical brown cup mushrooms. We're probably only 30 yards away. Let's get up there. Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. I'm standing on the little mound where we found those brown cups. And not only do I not see a single one, I can't get down into the ravine because due to all the water, there's water flowing down it. And did that make any sense? Due to all the rain, there's water flowing down it. So I'm sitting here on the edge of this hillock, trying not to fall my ass down into the into the ravine. I think there are no, I cannot find any brown cups, although I think there's some right on the, yeah, see, there's some right on the other side of the log, but I can't get over to that side. Okay, fine. So instead, what we're going to do is we're going to walk along the path around Polypore Bend, get on the other side of this ravine here, and glance down to see if we can find anything. Now, this might be something of a difficulty, being as Polypore Bend right here is known for its ability to hold water and be annoying. Yes, look at all these little bonus streams we have today due to the unusual rainstorm. So I gotta do all kinds of gymnastics here just to get around. Okay. Things are starting to get better until we get to this other low spot, then it becomes a mud pit again. Ooh, what's this on this log? Oh, some big Caprinus. Looks like mica caps. Real monsters, too. But that's not even what we're looking for. We want to go over here and look down in here. All right, here we go. Do I see anything? Yeah. There's just those ones that I saw hiding behind the log. And they look really neat. I wish I could get up there, or down there as the case may be, and take some photographs, but I can't, so I won't. What will we do instead? Well, let's walk over here and see if we can find some marmots. We can look down into the pit of despair, down into the main ravine, where the Matis like to live. I'm looking at a mot den now, seeing no Matis. So let's just walk 10 big steps over to here and see who else, if anyone, we can find. That big stump across the way gave way in the storm, and it has fallen halfway down the bank. And there's a Mati den kind of under that stump. Can't really see it anymore because it took some of the wall away with it. There's sticks everywhere. And no. Even though I could see lots of little Mati tracks down in there in the dirt, I cannot see any more Matis. And strangely enough, I'm not really finding any mushrooms up here either, which I thought there would be a boatload, but there is not. Oh, here's a little buddy who got knocked in the head by hail. That's no good. All right, let's move up here. I'm gonna go check up here for something. Whoa, ho, ho, utdo. We got another tree down on the path, and this is right at in an inconvenient place. This is the tree that hides the den that Matis like to be in. Now I can't get through here to get to the den or even to continue around the path. I can't go around it because that's the creek and this is nettles and nightmare. How in the hell am I going to get out here? Now we can't go back the way we came even though I said let's not go that way. All right, fine. Oh, look, here's some Mati tracks right here. So maybe that there is a Mati den in there, or a Mati in that den. There's another Mati den over here. All right, we got to backtrack a ways. Then we're going to have to bushwhack overland to get onto the other trail so we can get out of here. Otherwise, we're trapped. We're trapped in mushroom land. So we go stomp, stomp, stomp overland through the forest. And I know that there's a little bog up here. Yes, and the good news is I found the one little, well, I guess it's a ford, one little place to get across the bog. I am across. Now I should be coming up onto the other path, the path that will lead us to freedom. And here it is. And boy, is it soaked. Great. So we're just going to walk along the side of the path here and work our way out of here. Because we're running out of time. All right, this path is a little stream, but now the water's going that way. We can walk on the path. Here's some more little Mati tracks. And I have a feeling we're going to be able to make our way safely. Woo, look at this. Here's a whole boatload of Mati tracks. This is more than one Mati, even. Some kind of Mati party going on here. Huh. Marmots are the best. The good news is the path has dried out, and the bad news is double. One, this isn't a path good for mushrooms. We're not going to find Jack. But we will be able to get out of here without getting any muddier. The other bad news is that we're starting to run out of time. It's 1957 UTC, which means it's almost time for me to go. But before I sign off, we're going to see if I can make it through the one last area of danger. And when I say danger, I do, of course, mean mud and slipperiness. And I'm approaching the area now. I'm not overly concerned because the guy did drive the lawnmower through it minutes ago. However, wow, this area looks weird. I've never seen it this clear and this green because all the plants and grass are knocked down. Got to walk through this little marsh. How am I going to do this? All right, well, if I step on this brick here, I can step to this spot here, back to this brick. Ooh, balance, balance, balance beam. Then we step up here onto this tree root. Ooh, watch it. Use our momentum to hit this high and dry spot and tree root side of the path. I think we're good. Whew. Back onto dry path. Oh, although I do see a low, muddy spot here, we will be able to traverse it with ease. Dun, 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 dun. Not even worried about it. Oh, it's a little slippery. Maybe I should have gotten on the high side of the path instead of the low side. Duh. And here we are, back at my car. And just in time, too, because I'm running out of time to say you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio, a show that airs every day at 19:30. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day. My name's Tobe and I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.